Hello and welcome to Finn's Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I'm going to be talking about the free agents that have been recently signed since my last episode. Some big names with the largest contract to an O-lineman in NFL history happened. Also, the Titans add a new defensive stud. Washington adds one of the better corners in this free agent class. Also, March Madness is upon us. Which teams are most likely going to get upset in the first round? Also, make sure to go check out FinSportsman.com because we have a new NFL free agency tracker. I'll help you with players that have been recently signed. I'll be putting them down there in my NFL free agency tracker. So make sure to go check out FinSportsman.com and check that out. The link to the article for the free agency tracker will be put in the podcast description, so make sure to go check that out. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and I'm going to start off with the largest O-lineman contract in NFL history. That gets handed out to Trent Williams, the left tackle of the San Francisco 49ers, 6 years, $138 million contract. 55.1 of that is guaranteed. Humongous contract for Trent Williams. Then it goes over to the Titans, who signed Bud Dupree on a 5-year, $82.5 million contract. $35 million of that is guaranteed. Washington also adds a cornerback with signing William Jackson to a 3-year, $40.5 million deal, while A.J. Green also picks up a contract today with the Arizona Cardinals, one of the best wide receiver cores it's probably going to be in the NFL next year. Manuel Sanders also takes a contract with the Buffalo Bills on a 6-year or 1-year, $6 million contract. AJ Green's is also the same one, 1-year, $6 million with the Arizona Cardinals. Alex Mack, the former center of the Atlanta Falcons, signs a 1-year, $5.5 million contract. And one more, Tack McKinney signs with Cleveland on a 1-year, $4.2 million contract with the Cleveland Browns. Also, Rodney Hudson, the center for the Raiders, gets traded over to Arizona in a deal involving a 7th-round pick. I believe there's also a 3rd-rounder in it. I'm not positive about that, but that is the trade so far right now. It might be Rodney Hudson, the 7th for a 3rd, but Rodney Hudson is now going over to Arizona, while Michael Brockers, the D lineman of the LA Rams, gets traded over to Detroit on this trade for 2023 7th round pick, the 2nd trade between the two teams. The Lions also pick up Jamal Williams too on a 2-year. Let me see how much it is. I know it's a 2-year deal, $7.5 million deal. So that is the line so far and free agents that have been recently signed. Now let's go over to the NCAA real quick. Trevor Ariza has now been officially traded to the Miami Heat for a 2nd-round pick from the Houston. The Miami Heat are sending a 2nd-round pick to the Thunder for Trevor Ariza. That's going to be his 11th team so far in his career that he's been traded to. So Trevor Ariza officially been traded. Now let's go to the NCAA, some upsets that you might want to watch out for. Starting over here in the Gonzaga region. This is the West region. There's three upsets you might want to look after. UC Santa Barbara versus Creighton. This one you might want to watch out for. Creighton right now has been kind of on a losing streak. They're lost humongous to Georgetown in the Big East tournament for the championship. One of the big things. There also, Creighton just hasn't been what it's been like since in a while. So that is one thing you might want to watch out for. Also, UC Santa Barbara Here, let's see if I can find the points per game for the players. I can't find that right now. But UC Santa Barbara, just a team you really want to watch out for this game. This game is on True TV. It's UC Santa Barbara versus the Creighton Blue Jays. You might want to think about picking UC Santa Barbara as an upset team against Creighton, since Creighton really has been falling off the last couple of games. Then it goes over to Ohio and Virginia, the same region in the West. This one is another one you probably want to watch out for. Ohio, they have some interesting players. Their point guard is really, really good. He had 30 points in once against, I forgot who they played earlier in this. It wasn't Gonzaga, but it had a 30-point game and almost defeat one of the top teams in the country. And then also Virginia is coming off of COVID. And we know how ranked big teams coming off of COVID have played. Baylor took a big loss right after. So that's why Virginia might not want to pick. Also, Virginia does not get to practice with each other. So you might want to put that into consideration for that. Also, Eastern Washington takes on Kansas, another one you might want to watch out for. Kansas also on that COVID protocols right now. Kansas so far have a ton of great players. Eastern Washington won their region or won their conference to get in. I think Eastern Washington has a good chance against Kansas, who hasn't been practicing a lot. So you might want to pick Eastern Washington. I'm not saying go after Eastern Washington, but maybe consider it. Just maybe consider that one as a upset. Over in the East, pick Georgetown over Colorado. This one is an obvious one. Georgetown playing outstanding here for the last couple of games on a big win streak. Somehow got over 500. At 520 is what they're at right now, shooting 37% from three. They're the 12th seed. This one you might want to think about causing an upset in the first round. That's really one I am high on, getting an upset. Eastern Washington shooting 35% from three, and UC Santa Barbara is shooting 1 second, shooting 35% from three too. So you really want to put in consideration those threes, because that's what's big in the NCAA tournament. Then if we go over to the other side in the Midwest, there's not a ton that you might want to pick. I'm not sure if you consider Syracuse over San Diego State a upset. Syracuse shooting 33% from the three. I would watch out for Syracuse maybe to pick. But the Aztecs so far, they've been on a 14-game win streak. So you might want to watch out for that. Loyola Chicago, another versus Georgia Tech. Other upsets, if you consider Virginia Tech over Florida an upset, you probably want to pick that. And then Winthrop over Villanova. I am high on Winthrop. I think they're a really good team, shooting 35% from three, 46 from the field, and 68% from free throw range. One of their best players, BJ Burns, I always talk about him. He's a great player. I think he's amazing. He's going to be one you really want to watch out for. So watch out for Winthrop to get an upset over Villanova, whose star player Colin Gillespie is also out. So that's why you might want to think about picking Winthrop in that game. So here, those are some of the upsets you might want to consider taking, and free agents you might not have known got signed. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to check out our NFL free agency tracker. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.